And we head Jimmy to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline for a very special guest.
We're joined by Austin Pope. Austin Pope was a local product, had a terrific career at the CAK. Then he goes to Tennessee, but he has decided to give up football after suffering another injury. Austin, how are you?
I'm good, Jimmy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to assume that had to be a tough decision for you to hang up the cleats.
Oh, yeah, very tough. But unfortunately, my body cannot put up with the abuse anymore, unfortunately.
You had a recent injury. Tell us about what happened within the last month.
So about 4 weeks ago, we were just in the weight room, just lifting, getting prepared for the season. And we were hand cleaning and threw up my rep, dropped the weight back, kind of hurt a little bit, fell off. So with my history, went to get an MRI just to be cautious, and unfortunately herniated another disc in my back.
Mm. Did you consult with a lot of people before making the decision to stop playing, or was this a decision you made on your own?
No, it definitely wasn't my decision. Talked to Dr. Kling, team doctor, neurosurgeon up at UT that's done 3 of my prior back surgeries, and my family all helped with the decision and decided it's not best for me to continue playing football.
Austin, really hate that you've gone through everything that you've gone through, and I know it's had to be frustrating because at one point, as we were talking earlier, you had made the decision that perhaps it was best for you to get a fresh start somewhere else and then decided, nope, coming back. Like the offense that Coach Heupel puts out on the field, and you want to be a part of that and be able to showcase what is just outstanding athleticism on your part. What has it been like just to go through all the ups and downs, the roller coaster ride, just from last season to this point right now?
It's been a whirlwind. Like going into 2020, the summer of 2020, when we left for spring, we came back in the summer because COVID. We came back like late June, I believe. That's when I first hurt my back. And then I had the surgery immediately because they kicked the season back a couple weeks. So I had that immediate surgery then. And then 6 weeks later, I herniated that same disc. Mm-hmm. So then I had another surgery, which put me down for, I think it was 12 weeks. And then I rehabbed for 7 months after that, only to kind of come up short right before the season started. So it's unfortunate, but it's life. It is what it is. And I'm just ready for the next chapter of my life, whatever that is.
Yeah, and it's always difficult when you get to the point where either, one, you have to make a decision or a decision is made for you, but do you have any idea what you want to do in terms of either staying connected to the game or perhaps just looking at a completely new path?
I'm not sure yet. It's kind of new to me. I've done this for the past coming up on 6 years because of the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm not sure. I've thought about getting into medical sales, but I love the game of football. I feel like it'll always be a part of who I am in my life. But I don't think it'll be at like a college coaching level. I mean, I've thought about possibly coaching high school ball because I feel like that's where I would best be suited with the kids, especially with I feel like college football isn't heading in, the right direction for my liking, especially with the whole NIL, and I think it's changing the game completely in a quick way. So I feel like my football experience would be used best in a high school setting. I think that I would enjoy that most.
Our guest is Austin Pope, having to give up football at Tennessee with another back injury. Have you thought about becoming a back surgeon?
Yeah, but my communications degree does not, it doesn't help in that, unfortunately.
Hey, I'm curious. You mentioned you didn't like the direction college football is headed, the name, image, and likeness. What are your concerns about that?
I just think it's not good for recruiting. I think there's already enough, especially since even I got recruited out of high school. I think this generation of kids, especially with social media, is heading in the direction all about me, me, me. And there's not a lot of team guys out there left other than like probably your O lineman and your D line. But I feel like skilled position wise, it's just kind of like throwing bait to some sharks out there with this whole NIL. I think it's not great for the game. I think you're going to get a lot of me guys instead of a lot of team guys, unfortunately.
Mm. I did want to ask you in regard to, so you come out of high school and you caught a ton of passes. Did you think when you came out of high school that you would be known eventually as a blocking tight end?
No, not at all, because I didn't do that in high school. I never even lined up at tight end in high school. I mean, I played defense, I played safety, linebacker, but I only played receiver in high school until I got to college. And then with the pro style offense, I mean, obviously you got to be more balanced in the run game, especially from the tight end position, and it was all foreign to me. So when I first got to college, I struggled bad with it I do give a lot of credit to Larry Scott. A lot of people like to hate on all the coaches, you know, but he was very predominant in helping me develop my run blocking game, pass blocking, and even some of my route running, which I didn't get to show a whole lot of. But he was very developmental in developing me as a football player.
Growing up in East Tennessee, what did it mean to you to be able to continue your career, although not as planned, at the University of Tennessee, in terms of having such big numbers that you were able to post in high school to be able to stay close to home?
I love it here. I grew up here. I actually am from Sevier County. Mm-hmm. I went there for 2 years and transferred to CAK, but being from here, I just think it's going to help me with a lot of connections moving forward, and being able to just do whatever I want with my career. Not sure what that is yet, but I'm looking forward to staying around here and probably living here for the rest of my life.
And to what did the time at CAK mean to you? Because I know you guys had a lot of fun, but that had to be something that had you excited getting ready for this season and trying to come back from the herniated disc, was just the fact that I think you can see perhaps a lot of similarities to what you were able to do your last 2 years of high school and what Coach Heupel wants to do here.
Yeah, a lot of similarities. I caught a lot of balls in high school, had a lot of fun, scored some touchdowns, put up a lot of numbers, and I kind of figured that, especially in this offense, how fast-paced it is, and how, like, for the tight end specifically, it's not so much run blocking or pass pro as it would be in a pro-style offense, especially because of how fast we do play now with Coach Heupel. So I was definitely looking forward to kind of getting back into my old mode, getting back into just worrying about catching footballs and running routes instead of putting my face on somebody every play. But it didn't really matter. I mean, if they were going to ask me to catch balls, I was going to do it. If they were going to ask me to block, I mean, at the end of the day, I just wanted us to be successful.
Austin, you told me a while back that one reason you considered transferring from Tennessee is you wanted to show your pass catching skills as a tight end because you wanted to play in the NFL. When did you first dream of playing in the NFL?
Forever ago. I don't know, when I was little, when I was probably 7, 8 years old, I played all three sports growing up. And then as we got into high school, still played three freshman, sophomore year. And right when I transferred to CAK, I just moved to football. But my dad told me a long time ago that football is brutal on your body. And unfortunately, I didn't listen to him. but no, I mean, I've always dreamed of playing in the NFL. It's just genetically, and I mean, just not built to play football. I don't think anybody is, but some just have better luck than others.
So you've already got your degree, right? So
yes, sir.
Do you see more schooling in your future?
No, I think I'm all schooled out. I think this year I'm still going to hang around the team. I talked to Coach Hype about all that. I'm still going to be around. Not for every practice. I'll still go to games. I'll still be around the guys and support them, obviously, and the staff. But I don't plan on taking any more classes other than what's mandated for me to still be enrolled.
So you said you'd still be around, but it sounds like maybe not in an official capacity with Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yeah. Me and Coach Hype talked a few weeks back, and we came to the conclusion that it was best for me moving forward to stay on scholarship, full scholarship still, and take classes, obviously, because I still need the paycheck to be able to pay rent. Otherwise, I'd have to get a job, like, right away. So he's given me a few months to decide what I want to do and try and make some contacts and figure out my next step and direction.
And Austin, just one more from me, and that is in terms of coming back from, and while you're not preparing to get ready for a season or to get back on the field, what does the path look like in terms of coming back from your most recent injury to just, I guess, be as comfortable as possible?
So right now I'm supposed to meet with my with one of my surgeons on Wednesday, and then we're going to talk. And I've already had some epidurals. I've taken some steroids by mouth. Unfortunately, they really haven't done a whole lot. So I'm going to meet with him on Wednesday, talk over some stuff, and if he thinks it's best, probably move forward and have my fourth back surgery, and hopefully final one, and just be done, and then rehab after, just to be able to live life comfortably and have somewhat of an active life. You know, I want to be able to pick my kids up when I'm older, and I don't have chronic back pain the rest of my life. So we're going to talk that over and see how it goes, and I'll know more on Wednesday.
Well, good luck with all that, and here's hoping that they can find something that helps you with the pain until that surgery, if indeed that's the next move.
Sure, I appreciate it very much.
Austin, thank you for joining us. Really do appreciate it. Sorry to hear that your career had to end that way, but gosh, knowing you, I know you'll be successful in your next venture. So thanks for joining us, and best of luck to you in the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Austin.
Thank you. That's Austin Pope, a Tennessee player having to give up football after another injury, herniated disc. He's got to have surgery again. It's what he said, his fourth and final, he hopes.
Yes.
So just a tough way to have to end your football career and to end your college careers.